have the respect that give the people the respect that they deserve. Treat them like they're humans. Call them. If you can't do the job, call them and tell them you can't do the job.
Another special edition from Nashville, Tennessee, the Contractor Fight with Tim and Janelle Catroni. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
I'm doing well. So we're down in Nashville for a Contractor Sales Academy event. We're sitting in Derek's backyard in his office back here, and I just thought it would be a great opportunity to chat with you guys, because I know you've made massive, massive changes and progress in your business over the last couple of years, few years since I've known you guys. Before we dig into that, first I want to thank you guys for taking the time to do this. I know it's not easy with everything we got going on down here.
Yeah, we're on it.
We're on it. That's awesome. So I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do, your business, where you're located.
Well, we're from New England Aquatic Landscaping, and we're up in Boston, Massachusetts. As you're probably going to tell from what I'm talking that we're not from Tennessee for sure. We each run a different part of the business, and my wife Janelle here, she can tell you a little bit about what she does.
I work in the field, so I install water features, do the maintenance, I deal with the fish side of things. Okay. Absolutely love what I do.
So you are command and control out in the field.
I am.
Everything runs through you out there. Pretty cool.
Me and my son.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So you and your son, Sean.
Yep.
And Tim, what do you do in the business?
I run the office, the business part of the business.
The business.
The sales. I make everything work behind the scenes.
All right. So what did you do before you were building ponds?
I ran a daycare preschool for 10 years.
All right. What's harder?
I would say the daycare. Well, that's tough. I loved what I was doing with the daycare, but I would say that was harder, because if you love what you do every day, you're really not working.
Right.
And my passion is definitely with the water features and the fish.
Yeah. I'm sure you loved having an impact with the kids.
Oh, I did. Right? Absolutely. And building relationships. Yeah. And that was its own entity. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where I was hiring somebody to come in and work for me so I could go out and build the ponds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time to end that one and go full time with this.
Awesome. And then Tim, you run the sales.
Yep.
You're the rainmaker.
That's it. Make it all happen.
In fact, you just were awarded the Sales Ninja Award in the Contractor Sales Academy for kicking ass.
Totally honored.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. But you're a pretty dang good salesperson now. Have you always been that way?
I've always had, I guess, the gift of gab. Never been afraid to talk to people. And I guess the biggest key to it is just to keep it honest and just talk like you want to talk to somebody. You're not really selling anything. You're just helping people with what they want. That makes sense?
Yeah. So when you get on the phone with somebody or you go out and meet with somebody, what's your goal? Is it to sell something or is it to do something else?
Well, of course you want to come back with a check. The right. Money is the ultimate thing. But, these folks aren't calling me just to see how I'm doing. They want something and I have something to offer, and otherwise they wouldn't have called me. So I'm just going to help get to that, what they want. They got to have somebody do it that they can't do it, so that's why my phone rings.
And you're the expert, so they reach out to you and you go out and tell them the truth and see if we're a good fit.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So what would you guys say the couple of the top changes you've made in your business in the last 2, 3, 4 years have been? What comes to mind?
Well, I'd have to say the mindset, and like I talked about, is trying to sell something and thinking that I had to prove to them that what I had is what they wanted. And you don't have to convince anybody of anything. I don't really, there's a lot of things, but it's all the mental part of it.
Mm-hmm. So you brought up mindset. So what was maybe a before and after shot of something in your mindset that you've changed?
Well, I guess I always felt that every person I came in contact with is somebody that's going to buy from me. Everybody was going to be a customer. And people, you know, I guess in the car business, you call them tire kickers.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not wanting what you have. They're not willing to work with what you have, and they may not even like you. But before I get to get together with these folks, I want to know right now that that we're going to be able to work together, and I really have what they want. Because if they don't like what I have, then why would I even go to their home and talk to them about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a mental shift from what the average contractor.
Yeah, I feel that every person I have to talk to is going to be buying from me, and I got to run out there and treat them like they're going to buy from me.
All right, how about you, Janelle? What's been your biggest shift in the last few years, or change that you've seen in the business, or?
I guess it would be the same mindset. I think joining the CSA made all the difference in the world for us. Being with like-minded people, the support. And just what we're capable of doing for someone, changing their lives, giving them the feature that they really want, it makes an impact. And we're capable of doing that. We're good at what we do, and we give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm. So, what challenges did you face? Because you hadn't worked in the trades before?
No.
Okay, I'm assuming so. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, what was the biggest challenge for you coming into an industry like this?
I wanted everybody to have what they wanted regardless. I thought we needed to do whatever it took to get the feature in and get them what they wanted, because I don't know, I guess it just my heart. But when you change your mindset, you can actually do more. You can give them more.
Hmm. How so?
By charging what you're worth, by actually believing in yourself and putting a price on that.
Yeah, it allows you to provide a better experience,
absolutely,
right? When you're there, you're not just like, wham, bam, we're out of here, you know?
Absolutely.
So profit helps provide that experience for sure. All right, here's one for you guys. If you could wave a magic wand.
I've heard this.
Here we go, right? If you could wave a magic wand over the contracting industry, just the average contractor that you've known or have, you know, through your life, what would you each change? What comes to mind?
Oh, there's so many things I see. Now that, you know, I guess I'm honing my skills is, you know, making the contractors look good like we should. Oh, brother. You know, I myself try to hire contractors to do stuff that I don't do, that somebody's better at. You know, from having an electrician to come in my home to give me a price, to having my carpets clean. And to be honest, I can't even get a phone call back sometimes. I can't get a return email. I don't know how these guys survive, and they, you know, they're not surviving, I guess. So I would say, you know, have the respect that give the people the respect that they deserve. Treat them like they're humans. Call them. And if you can't do the job, call them and tell them you can't do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Why leave people hanging?
All right, so you'd wave a magic wand over just those low-hanging fruit experience type things, it sounds like.
It's basic.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing.
Imagine that. Block and tackle, right? You know, wins games.
Right. Yeah, right.
All right. How about you, Janelle?
I guess I would say want them to know what they were worth, know your self-worth, believe in yourself, and charge accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you know you can do. If you're not good at something, don't do it. Don't try to do it. Stick to what you're good at and charge accordingly.
Yeah. So you've both mentioned directly in roundabout ways, mindset and self-worth. So has there ever been a time that In the business sense, your self-worth hasn't been where it needs to be? What was that like?
I got to tell you, I still struggle with that. I'm human. We all struggle that we're not worth. I mean, gosh, you think to yourself, you know, these people can't afford what you're offering. And you say, gee, you feel bad. And, you know, I was in that place one time. And you're afraid to charge, you know, what you're bringing to the table. These folks are calling you because they're unable to do something that you can do. You're the expert. And why wouldn't you charge a fair amount for that? I mean, I'm not saying, hey, go in there, be an animal and charge an unfair price, but charge for the value you're bringing to the job and deliver it. If you're going to charge them, you better deliver it, because that's not fair if you don't give what you say you're going to give.
Right. So what do you think prevents people from charging for their value that they're bringing?
Honestly, I think a lot of people are following the leader. They're stuck in their old ways that, you know, Joe down the street is charging this much, and hey, you know what? Maybe Joe only needs to make, you know, $1,000 a week, and he's cool mm-hmm. with that because that's all he has bills are. But let's be realistic. We're in business to make money. We're not here just to go out there and start putting holes in people's yards and building ponds. We need to support our families and our living. I'm not saying, you know, let's go out and swim in a pool of money, but cripes, you know, I mean, we got to eat. We got to take care of our kids. We got to school and provide education and have cars to drive in. But, yeah, put that trash out of your head and realize that realize, you know, you got to be worth more. Things have to change. You know, the guy driving a pickup truck down the road with his son, I mean, this is not what we do. If you're mm-hmm. a professional and you're educated and you know what you're doing and you can deliver the experience, charge for it.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking, I think about a lot of the posts I see in Facebook groups and the contractor fight from time to time. A guy will hop in and he'll type something like, hey, for all you landscapers out there, what's the going rate for XYZ? You know what I mean? And you, yeah. When you said follow the leader, that's what I thought. And it's, and I personally think too many times we're focused on other people's numbers and not our own numbers and our own math and what it costs to run our business and do it in a way that you can deliver that better experience and profit and all those other things. So, all right. So what have you guys, let me ask you this. What would the Tim and Janelle of 5 years ago think of the Tim and Janelle that are sitting here now? Because you guys are being pretty modest right now. I know you. I know what you kind of have gone through a little bit and watched you guys grow and things like that. So for those that are listening, like, they're kicking some serious ass in their business. You guys have really embraced some really hard changes and transitions and some things through the years, right? I mean, it's been a grind.
It has, and I think one of the biggest things is we stopped judging the book by its cover. It's not our job to judge the person that we're working for.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's priorities are different. And you could pull up to do a job and they live in a shack, but they drive a brand new Cadillac and they have plasma TVs and they go on expensive vacations. And that's what they choose to spend their money on. It's not my job to find their money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not a goodwill situation. If they want the water feature, we're going to deliver it, but we're going to charge for what we give them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't claim to be the cheapest. We don't call around and say, what's this going for? What's that going for? We don't have competition. We charge what we're worth. We don't claim to be the cheapest. We only claim to be among the best.
Yeah.
So I think when we changed our mindset, that made the biggest difference. Stop trying to fit everything into the budget and give them everything and reduce your price to make them happy.
Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team, so you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners.
head to thecontractorsalesacademy.com. www.contractorsalesacademy.com/podcast. And you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast. And I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon.
Now, let me touch on the question and part of what Janelle brought into it. And, you know, a lot of you folks who are in the business of, you know, in your own business can maybe relate to this. And I hope it does touch upon some of you. And I'm going to share a short story with what I've been through. And I'd have to say, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, at least 4 years ago, we were involved here in the same business. And, you know, honestly, we were going to events to try to learn and hone our trade, our skills. And, you know, honestly, taking the money out of places in our lives where they shouldn't have come out of to pay for this training. And this is the exact reason for this is we couldn't afford to do this with our company paying for it. And this happened, we were taking a loss. I mean, the only way I knew I was taking a loss because I had no money in my bank account. I ran no books and I held no receipts. And I hope there's nobody in the IRS listening to this because I'd be in some trouble. But, you know, honestly, and you know, we got involved with a business group here, the Contractor Sales Academy. And, you know, I guess it's not for everybody. I'm not trying to preach to the people out there. But once I started understanding what was going on, and I started seeing a profit, and you know, I'm saying, okay, now I don't have to. My business can pay for what I need to do to have a successful business and get the training. You know, I showed. I mean, gosh, you know, somebody ever out there wants to reach out to me, I'll share my numbers with you. But I tell you, I killed it last year, and I more than doubled it again this year, and then next year, 2018, I'll double what I just did, only because I'm learning to humble myself to realize that I have freaking no idea what I was doing. And honestly, I think that's the reason why a lot of people don't join a group, you know, a business group like this, because they're afraid of admitting to other contractors they really don't know what they're doing. I mean, come on now. What's the worst that can happen if you tried something different that didn't work? You go back to being broke. I'm cool. Right. You know, I mean, come on. Being broke just sucks. You know, honestly, I like to go out and I like to have a steak now and then. And, you know, I don't want to have to look at the menu and say, you know, the chicken's cheaper. I'm going to have the chicken.
Yeah.
And if I want steak, I like to have steak. But hey, come back to the thing is, you know, the thing of the past and the thing is now, if I were to look back, and I'm ashamed of what I was 4 years ago, and I'm becoming proud of the person I am. And it's unfortunately I waited till I'm in my 50s to realize that the crap I've been doing for the last 30 years is stupid. It's an old mindset. Mm-hmm. It's work harder, not smarter. And that is ridiculous.
So what was the catalyst for you to change? Like, what did it for you? Because I'm sure you've heard things in the past, right, that you should do things, and for whatever reason, action wasn't taken. So what was it that made you just go, all right, I'm done jacking around here?
Well, I grew up in an Italian family, and it was always work. You know, work the sun up to sun down. And if you want more money, you work harder, and you work longer, and you work faster. And I could see watching what was going on here. It wasn't getting any better. And I guess I seen some other fellow palm builders getting involved in the Contractor Sales Academy. I'll throw it out there again, but I saw these guys saying that, hey, we're charging this and we're charging that. And I'm like, you know, this is what I've been charging all along. And just, you know, why are you charging that? Because it's ridiculous. And realizing why are their numbers different than mine? And why are they able to, you know, have this kind of money? And I guess I don't even know where I was going with this. I get all excited about this.
It's all good, man.
All right. That's what you guys got to understand. This is one of these elderly folk moments.
We've made some great friends, and the friends you hang around with are the people you're going to become and the things you're going to do. And we found successful people, and we decided to do what they're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's what it comes down to, really, is if you want to be successful, find somebody that's doing it right, somebody that's successful, and do what they do.
Right. We used to have some close friends getting really involved and really start doing it right. And we were lucky enough they took us by the hand and showed us.
And smart enough to listen.
Yeah, yeah. Just
and implement it. And that's mm-hmm. all it is. That's what it comes down to.
You know, honestly, after we started doing a little bit of it and getting our feet wet a little bit, everything changed. Within weeks, I couldn't believe that that people are willing to pay for you what you're worth. I couldn't believe it. And it was proof already when I started turning a profit after a month. What how stupid I was for so long.
Well, I think we can all look back at various areas of our lives and with 2020 vision, right? If we knew, I mean, that's why they call it wisdom.
Yeah, right.
Because it comes usually after, you know, whether it's personal or business or whatever, you know, you make mistakes. And I think the good news, I think a testament to you guys is, you know, you said you're 50, right? 51?
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, somebody who's 50 years old, you know, I'm 48. We've been around the block a little bit, you know what I mean? And I what I'm most proud of, I think, just having getting to know you guys is the humility you bring. Not that you always feel like it, but like it's really hard. I think the longer somebody's doing something, it's harder to be humble and teachable. You know?
It's true.
And you know, whether we want to save face, whether, you know, there could be a million different reasons, you know, that we don't just go, you know, hey, I gotta find a different or a better way of doing things. So my hat's off to that, because you don't see that a lot. You see a lot of people that are jaded and crusty, and you've seen them, right? We know them. We know some of them. You know, they're just unwilling to just say, you know, it's almost like they're more addicted to their misery.
Yeah.
You know.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. So you got to get out of your comfort zone. So what's, all right, so we'll start wrapping this up here in a bit, but what is your, what would you say one of the top things that you feel like you need to improve in order for you to get where you guys want to go in the next year or two? Like, not even so much about your business necessarily, but maybe just something in you.
Yeah. You know what, Tom, you talk about business. It has nothing to do with business, any of this.
Say that again?
What we're talking about is nothing. We're talking about business, but what it comes down to is nothing to do about business. It has to do with what you have in yourself. Mm-hmm. And I guess people that are willing to change kind of understand what I'm saying. We all have programming and deep inside us from when we were kids and the way we were raised and the way we were taught things. To believe that that, you know, we have to work hard, like I already talked about, and things like that. So we're kind of stuck in our ways. I've struggled my whole life with the fact that maybe I'm not worth something. I guess to go on a more personal level, maybe I had to if I had a lot of something, then I felt like I was greedy. That I was a who the hell wants to be considered a filthy, greedy pig and not share the work or not share what he has and have too much money. You know, money is an awesome thing. I love money and the things that money can do for me and for people. And I'm not all about taking it and hoarding it. I'm talking about sharing what I have, because I think it's important to help your kids and help your the people around you get what they want. And the power to do that is tremendous. So I guess the biggest thing I have to change is the fact that it's okay to have things. It's okay.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like you've already made the decision to change it. It's just something that flares up every now and then, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's starting to clear itself up a little bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, that program's been there for a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, you know a bit of my story. I rode the short bus for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I have that same story from time to time that pops up, that I'm not smart, you know, that I don't have what it takes to, you know, be as successful as I want to be and whatever my definition of success is. So, Janelle, how about you? Something?
I think just start enjoying time a little bit more. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. And I think it's time to start enjoying the time that we have and not just be so business-minded and work-minded. I think it's time to make the effort to spend more time with family and do more of the things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Just, and not wait for that golden day to be on the beach, because that may never come. So I think that's my new mindset, is to keep doing what I'm doing, keep surrounding myself with like-minded people, but to enjoy some time with those like-minded people and create memories.
Enjoy the ride, huh?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We hate to be at the end of our life and on a deathbed and saying, oh, geez, I wish I had done this or I wish I had done that. I mean, the simplest things in life, maybe just sitting on the beach under an umbrella and drinking a Pepsi. If you guys know me, I love Pepsi. But again, not advertising for Pepsi, but that's how I roll.
Although if Pepsi wants to sponsor this podcast, that's fine, too.
That's okay, too. Right. Yeah, we're cool.
you know, and those things you talked about, enjoying the moment and creating memories and all that, I mean, let's face it, it's easier to do when you got money. Right? You don't have the pressure to pay the bills all the time. You can take a day off. You can take a week off. You can, you know, I remember in my early days, my first business, I literally worked 7 days a week. Even if I wasn't out in the field doing something, I was trying to do something on the marketing side. I was crunching a budget number, trying to figure out how to make a little bit more money or, you know, not lose my ass or whatever it was. And so I find that, you know, there are many reasons to be profitable and have money in the bank so that you can actually have that, you know, that mental freedom, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's no fun not having money and worrying and losing sleep. It's not cool. It's not cool. I did it for too many years.
All right. So, Tim, you doubled the last couple of years. You're going to double again.
That's my goal. I'm doubling.
In 2018. What's the one key to you being able to double? If you had to look back and just go, the one mindset or something that has helped you double the last couple of years and going to help you continue to grow the way you are.
I'm still blown away that I was able to do it two times. I increased that like I did. The mindset, I did it already. It's easy to do. And I also am following people in the group that are doing it, that are accelerating way beyond what I could imagine they would have done, because, you know, I'm a pretty sharp guy, but Jesus, some of the people we associate with have just had a less of a head start than I did, and then that had blown me away. So I'm going to watch them. I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to etch it. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to crystallize that in time.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do that, and I'm going to stare at that every day. Whether, you know, I'm not really stare at it, but put it next to my bed where I see it every morning. Subliminally, I'll see that, and that number will happen.
There you go. Well, I think what you guys are putting out is coming back to you, because I've watched you guys be givers ever since I've known you. You guys are givers. And so many in a world, you know, Dave Ramsey, you know, we're in Nashville and he's down here in Nashville, so I just thought of Dave Ramsey. But you ever heard his program or any of that? He talks about when people are tight-fisted with their time or their money, you know, you're tight-fisted, but it also means that your hand is not open to receive.
Right.
Is the analogy that he gives. And since I've known you guys, you've never been that way. You've been very generous in your time and your money and your grace to people and the way that you reach out and connect and things like that. So, you know, I would say that that's something I've appreciated, just getting to know you guys and watch you, and it makes the experience way better for other people that have become part of this group and stuff like that. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, Tom, it's been a great ride.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got about one more minute. And so you got an audience of several thousand contractors right now. What's one thing you each want to say to them? You're on the stage, right?
Oh,
you're on
God.
The stage in front of thousands right now.
All right. Here it is. find something that you're bad at and fix that one thing, but don't fix 10 things. Work on one thing. And when you get good at that, move to something else. The whole thing, if you look at it, you know, my house, my this, my that, this is broken, that's broken. Find one thing. Work on that one thing and then move on. So it's not so overwhelming.
So get a quick win, create some momentum, huh?
That's it. You can't do everything all at once.
All right.
Believe in yourself. Get rid of the head trash and surround yourself with like-minded people. If you're hanging around with losers and people that say they can't and you can't and it won't, forget it. It's not going to happen. You have to have a positive mindset and know that you can and know that you have something to bring to the table and believe in yourself.
Right.
Truly believe in yourself and the rest will fall into place.
Love it. Well, that's perfect way to end this. Absolutely. Well, guys, I appreciate you hanging out here today. I guarantee you there's several people driving around in their trucks listening to this right now or working on a job site that I guarantee are encouraged. So
I hope so. I hope so. I hope they reach out to us and find us.
There you go. We'll put links in the show notes to your website and all that other stuff, and they can hit you up if they have any questions or anything like that. And with that, we'll wrap up this little special edition of the Contractor Fight. Thank you, guys. Travis, bring in the guitars, and we'll see you guys next time.